Do you need a little elbow room? Give Premier Farm Credit a call. We provide mortgage solutions for homes with acreages, hobby farms, recreational land, and unique properties. We understand the need to expand and are ready to help you make your dreams a reality. To get started today, give Brandy Miller or Tyson Weingart a call at 522-2330. Premier Farm Credit, the gold standard. Premier Farm Credit is an equal credit opportunity lender, not a commitment to lend. Terms and conditions apply, subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Ulmer.
Once again, my guest is Syngenta's Agronomic Service Representative, Jeffrey Hopp. I know that this is an early season disease that you were just talking about in Rhizocotonia, but what other products would you suggest to growers who want to protect their sugar beets from that and other damaging sugar beet diseases?
At Syngenta, with all crops, we have programs that are developed that where we start strong, grow strong, and we want to finish strong. It's management approaches that are developed. So, you know, look, starting off with the right genetics and traits for the field, using the right seed treatments. And in this case, with sugar beets, you need to evaluate the sugar beet hybrid that you planted and look at its tolerance or level of being able to defend itself for a period of time against, in particular, the leaf disease like Cercospora or Rhizoctonia early in the season, and choose management programs appropriately. So fungicides that can help early season in that prior to 7 degree soil temperatures is Quadris. What's also interesting is a lot of people don't realize that Quadris fits into this foliar program along with Inspire XT, which is Syngenta's lead product for both Cercospora leaf spot and powdery mildew.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the websites for both of those as we visit, and we'll talk more about each one of them here in just a few moments. Just wanted to get your thoughts about how those fungicides combat disease resistance in sugar beets independently.
So when you look at it, you got to use an integrated pest management approach to steward these products. And when we look at Inspire XT, it's a great marriage, a combination of two DMIs, triazoles. The triazoles are extremely, extremely effective about getting on the foliage and onto the foliar leaf diseases and basically shutting them down and having a great curative effect. Now, when it comes going back, looking at what the current situation is in that field, local environmental conditions, center pivot irrigation, rain, humidity, hybrid that was planted and its susceptibility or resistance to a certain pathogen, Inspire XT can provide up to 21 days of residual activity. What's important is you need to protect the newest leaves on that sugar beet plant, because when left unmanaged or using products incorrectly, you will have Cercospora defoliate a plant so fast. And what it does is it's basically, you see this 1/8 inch tan spot with a purplish to gray hue around it, and it basically defoliates the crop. It's like a hailstorm coming through. And when that happens, Brian, you basically are letting that plant, instead of concentrating at this time of year, bulking up, and then we get into that latter part of August, September, concentrating on increasing sugar content, right? That's what we need. We need recoverable sugar per acre and then recoverable sugar per ton. By not managing Cercospora, that sugar beet has to regroup at the expense of the root, utilize all its resources to regrow new leaves. So then your yield goes down, but most importantly, the quality of that crop, that sugar content that is so critical to maintain, not only for return on investment of recoverable sugar per acre to the grower, but also think of the throughput of the factory. When sugar content in a sugar beet goes down, it's more difficult for processing. So there's a lot of factors that you really need to consider.
How about in the case of Quadris? Anything you wanted to mention there?
You know, Quadris, and again, this goes to stewardship and resistance management. You only want to use a product with a mode of action in that class one time. Then you need to switch. And Quadris fits great into a sugar beet group program because it's a strobilurin. It's in a different class than where your triazoles are. And Quadris, a lot of people, they think of it early for rhizoctonia, root and crown rot. But when we get later in the season, you put it on, we can help slow the spread down the row of both stem canker. And the other thing that I've personally seen through work that I've done, Brian, is when Quadris is used in a cercospora leaf spot program, whether it be in the starting position, middle, or at the end, we provide, again, plant performance with the strobilurin, and Quadris is really well known for. And because its ability to have the systemic xylem mobile attributes to it, it's moving and protecting all of the stem and the foliage within that plant, right? And we help it handle both the abiotic stresses that we've talked about before, heat, solar, moisture, so forth. So that plant, when it's aging and getting older, continues to function, and it helps it to not senesce as fast under certain conditions, and helps to deliver a better quality crop and higher yield at the very end. I highly encourage, Brian, that the growers rotate products. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's a Syngenta product or any others. We really have to be really good stewards, because when we go look at in the east, Red River Valley, Michigan, they have a lot of issues managing these leaf spots now. And by effectively using different modes of action, we'll keep these tools in the toolbox working effectively.
Coming up in the final segment of this week Inside the Barn, I'll wrap up the interview with Jeffrey Hopp from Syngenta. Stay tuned.